Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with wonderful guests who are experts on today's topic. Today, we're discussing the topic of doing everything with purpose, and joining me in the studio are Jana Gragg, Regional Supervisor with Landmark Management Group, Shannon Fletcher, Regional Supervisor with Landmark Management Group, and Brittany Lozano-Stasco, Leasing and Marketing Director with Landmark Management Group. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, doing everything with purpose, that is kind of Landmark's mantra. And I guess it starts, it can go and permeate throughout an entire company. But when you think about the fact that you're bringing on new people and you're trying to get them to adopt this mantra, it starts, I guess, with recruiting. So, Jana, tell us a little bit about how you use this in your recruiting.
Well, honestly, this is something really that I think the three of us started really pushing to all of our people about a year or two ago. And it was because we noticed when we would go on site or when Brittany would train that people were just getting into the mundane things that, although this is a great, fun industry, things do get kind of stagnant. And so we really wanted to push them to do things with purpose, have a reason behind everything that you're doing. So then we started to adapt that even when it came to recruiting people. When we were out, doing errands personally, doing things for the community or with our managers or at our local trade shows, committees, things like that, we would keep an eye out for people that really kind of had that purpose-driven personality behind them. And so, you know, even through the interview process, we've developed our own list of questions that allows us to kind of bring that out in a person. And then even through we developed a new training that Brittany has that she carries on site, and it has the purpose-driven mantra behind it. So, you know, from recruiting to onboarding to leasing training to on-site visits, maintenance, resident functions, really everything, we've kind of looped it back around to just making sure that we do have a purpose behind everything.
So when you're talking about recruiting somebody and you say you look for people that have got that purpose-driven type attitude, what type of things do you look for, or how does that how is that demonstrated when you don't really know someone yet? Shannon, do you want to?
Well, that's a very good question. I think generally our philosophy is, it's how did that person make me feel today? Whether it was the server at the restaurant or the clerk or the retail salesperson, did I leave there feeling like they cared about me? Was their customer service good? Was I important to them? Because ultimately, we want our prospects and our residents to know that we do care. The leasing people tend to get in a rut. I would feel like, I agree with Jana completely, it's a little mundane when you're doing your daily tasks, so to speak. So instead of just coming in, taking that work order, maybe go the extra mile that day. Is there anything else we can do for you while we're in your apartment? Things like that.
Yeah, and I guess recruiting, when you're recruiting somebody, you always have your eyes open
right.
when you're doing your everyday things like going to restaurants or going to a retail store or whatever. And I guess, Brittany, you know, since you do all the training and so forth, what are the things that you look for as a purpose-driven person?
Really, what I've noticed is people that have good eye contact, like when they're talking to somebody, like they're actually looking at me, and just a smile, just a simple little smile. I think that's something that you do with that is so little, but can make a huge impact. So when I am, you know, if I am recruiting, going out to eat or whatever, maybe I'm shopping, I don't know. But if I meet somebody and there's just that spark and that energy, like they're just doing, I mean, they're probably not getting paid a lot, but they're doing something big by just having a smile on their face and having that good energy. So yeah.
I think a lot of the people that we encounter, I don't think that it snaps to us that they, oh, this person is purpose driven. I think it's more what appeals to us is that they have a heart for people. They have a heart for helping. And that's not something that you can train into somebody. So like Shannon said, how they make you feel. And it could be something that they just spent extra time asking you questions. What are you here for today? Are you celebrating anything? Or, you know, they notice different things about you. So it's not something anybody can be trained to take an order or to memorize a menu or to do even a lease. But you can't train somebody to have a heart for helping people and to actually have a purpose behind everything that you're doing, every
naturally,
question, right?
Naturally doing things with a purpose.
Yeah, and I guess when it comes to hiring somebody, when you finally hire somebody that you've recruited, it's onboarding them. And how do you work that into the doing things, everything with purpose to your onboarding?
Well, Brittany and Shannon and I developed a training program just really from talking to other people that are in our same positions with other companies and seeing what has kind of worked for them. And we're always up for a challenge and experimenting and trying different things. So we kind of developed a 3-day training that consists of allowing Brittany time to spend time in the office with them, you know, going over certain things, and she can elaborate on that, and then spending time with them going out actually in shopping properties. And this can be whether they've been in the industry for 10 years or if their first day. So, you know, obviously she does things differently if they have experience. If it's their first day, she has to elaborate more on certain things. And if they have experience, they may know what's happening the first day they walk into a leasing office. But I'll let Brittany kind of tell you some things that she does.
Yeah, so when we say when our company does everything with a purpose, that is including my relationship with the people that I'm training. So our 3-day training program, I call it Brittany's boot camp. Everything that is on there, it is to help them grow, and it brings a better bond between, you know, corporate and our on-site staff. So not only am I getting to know their personality, but I'm able to kind of see exactly what I need to do to adjust to how they are for my training with them. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
Right.
So the first day that we have, we are on site, and that's really when I'm able to get to know the person that is going to be working with us, and that's when we start creating our bond there, and we just kind of go into our everyday tasks that we do on site, whether it's updating our ads, you know, what we expect from our expectations from our employees with Landmark, which number one is customer service. And then the second day we're on site, and then that's when we're able to do some shadowing. They can listen to me do some phone calls, and it's really working one-on-one with them. So again, when we do things with a purpose, it's really to help both of us, you know, grow with both of our positions, actually. And then that third day we go shop comps, and, you know, we want to do that so they are familiar on, you know, obviously the competition, but how other leasing agents may be and how we separate ourselves from that and how we can do better, or it could be something that they saw that they did great and they can right. learn from that too.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing, shopping comps. I think a lot of people don't value that as much that I've seen in the industry. Shannon, when you have a new hire that comes onto one of your properties after they've gone through Brittany's boot camp. What do you supplement and what do you look for to try and give them some additional lessons?
Well, first I just kind of observe. I like to sit back and take it in and see where I think they can improve. Then I give them tips as the day goes on. So I don't just take notes and wait and give them to Brittany. We talk about it, and then she'll follow up and work with them on maybe some issues or things that they can just work on sales techniques to help them be more successful. So I like to work with them throughout continuously as well. It's continuous development. It never stops. So just being their cheerleader, coaching them, help them get through maybe a tough sales month. Maybe they're not closing. What's going on? Let's talk about it. Is it something I can do to fix it? Is it a pricing issue? Or are you just having a hard time connecting with these people?
Mm-hmm.
So we assess it and we address it, and then we continue to work on those issues.
Great. Well, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts, offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of doing everything with purpose. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio are Jana Gregg, Regional Supervisor with Landmark Management Group, Shannon Fletcher, Regional Supervisor with Landmark Management Group, and Brittany Lozano-Stasco, Leasing and Marketing Director with Landmark Management Group. Before we jump back in the conversation, I do want to let our listeners know that if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So we kind of talked in the first segment about doing everything with purpose for recruiting and onboarding, and when you bring in a new employee to find and bring in new employees. Then you've got operations, and I know you guys have taken this mantra throughout everything that you deal with. So how does doing everything with purpose affect operations and management? Jana, you want to?
I think that it affects every aspect of operations and management, from my relationship with my managers. I think it's important that I keep a connection with them. You can never lose sight of what it is like for them on a day-to-day basis when they're in the thick of it, when they're dealing with good and bad residents, when they're dealing with emergency situations. One thing I think that Shannon and I are great at is making sure that it's always all hands on deck. We're on site a lot. We don't manage from a corporate office. We're in there doing it with them and supporting them along the way. And the purpose behind that is so that at any point in time, if they have a struggle, they can feel free to pick up the phone and call us and get our viewpoint on it, or just simply ask for help. And I think, in my experience, sometimes that is hard to ask for help, but we need to be able to do it. I think it can obviously impact your income when you're dealing with other employees. You know, you could have an issue on site that maybe isn't apparent until you really dig deeper and you start asking more questions, maybe to maintenance or to leasing, you know, making sure that you have effective staff members, vendor relationships. You know, one of the things that we tell our managers, assistants, leasing, and maintenance personnel is that even though sometimes when a vendor walks through the door and it is the second of the month and you have a person out on maternity leave or sick and you are short-staffed and you know, obviously it's Monday also, so the day is running away from you, you should still treat everybody the way that you would want to be treated. You should sit down and spend time with them or at least see what it is that, excuse me, that they're trying to accomplish by coming into your office that day. They're doing the exact same that you're doing. They're just trying to do their job. So spend time with them and give them the respect that they deserve. And you never know when you might need that person, you know?
Sure.
So that's kind of my take on it. So I don't know if Shannon wants to jump in or.
Yeah, I would actually. And I agree with everything that Jana said. I would like to add also, you know, sometimes we have to ask our managers to raise their hands. I was a manager myself. I worked directly under Jana for many years, and I was probably too proud oftentimes to ask for help when I should have. And, you know, I took a lot of stress on myself and took it home. And this job, although we're in the business of real estate, we are really mostly in the business of people. And to please people all day long is draining. And to keep that up and continue to do that and be consistent with it is very hard. So motivating your team, being there for them always, just jumping in and doing the duties for them sometimes is necessary to keep a property functioning to its highest abilities. I would also like to say that sometimes I feel like we can all agree that most of our job is just putting out fires. So those demands of those communities seem to always come first, where I've learned a lot over the past year. I have this property in particular that's just been performing nonstop. The manager, Beth, has been there. She's worked for us for almost 10 years. She makes goal. Her team does almost every single month. NOI is the highest it's ever been. So I found myself when I reflected back upon my schedule the past quarter, I'm like, I have not even gone to visit that team one time. Albeit we do send them gifts and try to keep them motivated from a corporate level. I took the day off last week just to go to the property to buy the team fajitas, like sit down and tell them, hey, thanks. I'm here.
Thanks for inviting me, Shannon.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. For no other purpose other than just sitting down and having lunch with them and thanking them for their positive attitude, their consistent in their goals, Just sitting back and never complaining. It's just such a blessing when you're so busy focused on putting fires out elsewhere. So that's what I would like to add.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, I mean, everybody knows that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So you're spending your time working on properties where you have other issues, and the ones that are performing well, you know, you tend to just let them go. So it's great to get back there and do what you did. Brittany, tell me a little bit about, because when you're talking about your boot camp in the first part, you know, once somebody's on board, follow-ups and when you go back.
Well, actually, it's really the most smallest things when it comes to doing things with a purpose. I actually have a quote on my signature in my email that says, do small things with great love. From Mother Teresa. She has a lot of great quotes, by the way, that I love to live by. And just, I look at that quote and every little action I have, I try to do just the smallest things with great love. So on top of the onboarding training, I still do have, you know, monthly mini meetings. And then we have three big leasing meetings where everybody comes together. And with that, I'm able to really kind of focus on each topic, whether it's closing or follow-up, answering the phone. So all of those different things, it is done with a purpose. we're not going to be answering the phone and just picking it up and giving people a number. It's more than that. We want to know their name. We want to get to know them. We want them to get to know us. We're selling ourselves on the phone. So it's, you know, working with my team to bring that confidence out of them on the phone so they're not just like their comps and just giving out basic information. We're getting them excited to come out and tour with us and to meet us and see our product and build that value. So just those small little things and the wording on your when somebody calls makes a huge difference. Even with the follow-up, it's not just, hey, I just want to see how your apartment search is going. Oh, I'm at work. Okay, bye. Like, it's more than that. It's contacting that person because you actually care about them. It's somebody that you had helped. It's somebody that you bonded with on a tour. So it's more of like, hey, it's Brittany from Landmark. I just wanted to see when you're going to be coming back to reserve that apartment. Or, you know, hey, how's your mom doing? Did you end up talking to your husband or whatever it is? It's more of having this excitement and that heart and that love and that communication with that person.
I think I have an actually funny story or a good example of teaching somebody to do something with purpose. When I first hired Brittany, she worked for Armani, so she was obviously a great salesperson and had that in her. And she was going to be our part-time leasing person. And quickly I realized that she just had a spirit and a fire in her that you had to nurture. So we promoted her when the need became available. And I would go out there and do her follow-up with her. And she had a counterpart that worked with her. So I was listening kind of to both of them just sitting there. And the follow-up, you know, we use Yardi software. So we were keeping track of it through there. And, you know, it pops up on their screen. And it's just phone call after phone call of leaving a voicemail, you know, trying to schedule another appointment, sending an email. And, you know, finally, I'm asking Brittany, like, what is your routine of calling these people? Like, how are these at the time, you know, guest cards and your prospects outlined? So she had this very intricate filing system that you would just have to know Brittany to appreciate. But
OCD.
Yeah, so I kind of just sat back and said, OK, well, the purpose of the follow up is not just to say, I did my follow-up today. It's to actually get the prospect back in here to lease, right? So the purpose behind that, do you have a one-bedroom available? No. Then let's stop calling the one-bedroom people. Let's call what you have available. Let's look at your hot sheet list of units, which we have them do every week because of this purpose. So that you already know that when you call Shannon, you have an apartment perfect for her because she wanted the two bedroom on the first floor. You have this one available. Like, you need to line up what you're doing with, you know, what you have available and already have that apartment in your head when you call that person and sell them that particular unit. So I think once she actually started doing that and she had some success and some leases come back in and, you know, she kind of learned to do that with a purpose. She overtook her counterpart who had experience in the business. You know, she started actually having purpose behind trying to get those people back into lease. And then she, you know, kept going from there. And until 5 years later, she's in the position that she's in, training people to do the same thing.
All right. It's great information. There's a lot more I want to follow up on that, but we do have to take a break. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. And today we are discussing the topic of doing everything with purpose. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio are Jana Gregg, Regional Supervisor with Landmark Management Group.
Hey-o.
Shannon Fletcher, Regional Supervisor with Landmark Management Group. And Brittany Lozano-Stasco, Leasing and Marketing Director with Landmark Management Group. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready flooring replacement for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Water Logic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. Shannon, we were talking during the break a little bit about just the phrase doing everything with purpose. And, you know, Jana gave an example of, you know, when you don't call back your leads to just call back and say, are you ready? You're calling back because you know you've got something ready for them that they wanted. And on the management side and operations side, what's an example of doing that with purpose, where doing something with purpose that somebody else might just do it because it's part of their job responsibility, but going that extra mile to do it with purpose?
Yeah, and I would agree that with the purpose of, let's talk about specifically delinquency. I was an assistant manager. I was a leasing agent. And as an assistant manager, before I became a manager, my job, just like everybody's, was to collect as much money as possible and get rid of the residents that did not pay. And I did that successfully. Then, you know, as I worked for Jana longer and longer, I found that there was a bigger picture. So let's just say you have a resident that's been there for a length of time. They're consistently late. They're spending thousands of dollars annually in late fees, wasted. And there was a way for us to help financially plan for them. What can we do to have a win-win situation? So we had this resident in particular. She was a single mom with two kids, just getting by. She meant well. She paid around the 10th through the 15th of every month. Then one month I had to file an eviction because her payment was returned. We did and were able to get her caught up around tax season. So she got her tax refund. And instead of spending it on a family vacation or some, you know, flat screen TV, she took my advice and she prepaid her rent for 1 month. So she was always paying essentially ahead. And by doing that for her, she saved, you know, $150 a month in late fees. She thanked me for that. It was never going to be her idea to do so. So I think educating the residents and teaching them that we can help you get back on track. You don't have to, you know, continually be in the hole. We, contrary to their belief, we don't want to kick you out or evict you. We want you to stay. So I would say if there's something we can do to help our residents, we focus on that.
Yeah, that's a great example of taking a situation that most people would give up on and figuring out a win-win. That's good. Jana, let's talk a little bit about suppliers, because so many of our guests on the show have talked about part of their success is the fact that they've got suppliers that respond when they need them and so forth. And mm-hmm. How do you do everything with purpose when it comes to your supplier partners?
Well, I would say, and I actually you can use the most recent trade shows. I mean, obviously you don't have to wait once a year to get in front of your suppliers. Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, they would probably love the change for you to call them and come out and meet them. But you know, I think for us, Landmark is relatively small. We're, not a large, huge company that has a ton of suppliers banging on our door to, you know. But at the same time, I do think that it is very important to extend your hand and at least find out what each person has to offer. What, you know, if it's a new landscaper, we have been in a situation where I had the same landscaper for 8 years. You know, I had a great relationship with them. You know, things just kind of happened, life happened, and I found myself in a position of needing a new landscaper rather quickly. And for the longest time, I had kind of put on my blinders to where, okay, well, I don't need that. And then all of a sudden I was in a situation where I didn't have a great secondary relationship mm-hmm. with a landscaper. So now I'm just kind of going and driving properties and finding out who they use. And I'm kind of put into a rush situation. So I think really I learned from that experience and I looked back and I said, okay, well, really it would be better to always get involved in your, you know, association where you can have a different relationship with people that are vendors. You know, it doesn't mm-hmm. always have to be them trying to sell you something. But also be open to that meeting, because there may be one day that something happens to the vendor that you're using and you can't use them. What happens if the normal carpet company that you use can't come out for whatever reason? Or, you know, God forbid we have another hurricane and we all learned that the roofing contractors, the general contractors, you name it, and everybody was stretched extremely thin. Mm-hmm. So I think it's always good to take the time, get to know your vendors, especially ones that participate in your association, have a relationship with them. And that way, if you are ever in need or if you ever find yourself in a tight situation, it's not that awkward phone call of, hey, I know you came to my office 3 times and I pushed you out the door. I would love for you to now do some work for me. You know, mm-hmm. it's more of a, hey, man, I'm now is the time for me to give you an opportunity to do some work on my property or whatever. And you might end up realizing that the relationship that you've had maybe wasn't always that great, you mm-hmm. know, like somebody else came in and they're going to blow your socks off.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. And I would like to piggyback on that. I've got a good example of when that came into play. Lisa, the manager of one of my properties in Sugarland, she had such a great relationship with most of her vendors. When Hurricane Harvey came around, she called in advance before the hurricane even hit, preparing her vendors to be there the second the floodwaters went down. So while the most of us were, you know, running around trying to find roofers with hundreds and hundreds of leaks at our communities, hers were there within 3 days after the storm. So nurturing that relationship, you know, just having a good relationship altogether really was a benefit for that community. It could have been so much more disastrous had those roofs not been repaired and we couldn't do those water extractions and we couldn't get those mold remediations to start for another week or two, like so many other communities.
Yeah, I think it's a great example of doing everything with purpose, because, you know, as a manager, one of their major responsibilities is to protect the asset. Mm-hmm. And so for them to be able to you know, be forward thinking and proactive and get things lined up before, that's doing it with purpose, as opposed to a lot of managers who ended up after the fact trying to say, okay, how are we affected? Now I need to go out and find somebody. So I think that's a great example of doing that. And, you know, Jana, you had mentioned earlier to me that, you know, the goal that you have is to increase the value of the asset for your owner. I mean, that's right. your major goal. And we've right. got a couple of minutes. We can talk about it some more in the last segment, but let's talk a little bit about that and how that's doing things with purpose.
Well, I, you know, one of the examples that I have is, you know, I supervise the properties on the north side and Shannon supervises the properties on the south side. So my communities, for the most part, are all relatively new. I only have one that is an older community. She is a brand new manager. She's not new to the industry, but, you know, performing phenomenally. So I started thinking maybe it's time we start looking into maybe a small rehab. Could we benefit from that? Could we increase the rents? And, you know, it came down to when we actually looked at things for dollar, apples to apples, you know, the purpose behind it was to get the rents, but ultimately we were able to actually make even smaller improvements on the property, not go through kind of the headache of an individual unit rehab, and still be able to increase the rents so that we could increase the value of the asset. But, you know, even when it comes to resident relationships or something as tedious and absolutely mind-numbing as doing your weekly report, which I think every company has their version of a weekly report that every manager hates filling out. Ours happens to be 5 tabs long. But there is a purpose behind each one, and that is so that we can get in front of our owner and tell him, what did we do for you this week? Or what were we not able to accomplish this week? So as tedious as it is, like I said, it is important to make sure that you use your voice and that you communicate, that you don't just take your report and punch in your numbers, you know, oh yeah, I have 7 vacant units ready, 3 vacant units not ready. You know, I mean, we really do have to tell the story of what our plan is to make sure that we are operating this multi-million dollar property that they have entrusted us to operate.
Right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500 or online at tedwallen.com.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we're back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of doing everything with purpose. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is Jana Gregg, Regional Supervisor with Landmark Management Group, Shannon Fletcher, Regional Manager with Landmark Management Group, as well as Brittany Lozano-Statsko, Leasing and Marketing Director of Landmark Management Group. We were talking during the break about the residents and how important it is to do everything with purpose when you're interacting with your residents. Give us an example of what that means, Jana.
I think for me, doing everything with purpose is to actually listen and communicate with the residents. I think one of the most important things that I have learned in my position is that, of course, everyone tells you not to take it personally, but we do. You know, we are going to take it personally. However, for me, I have had great success and feedback from residents and people on site. When somebody calls or even comes in and they are upset, they're mad, they're screaming, they're calling you names. One of the worst things that you can do is to try and interrupt somebody, to try and talk over them, because as the professionals, we think we already know how to solve the issue, right? If someone comes in, they're upset because their car got broken into, over and over, our automatic response is, well, we can't guarantee safety anywhere in your lease, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people start going on to the quoting the lease agreement, and that really isn't what anybody wants to hear when they're dealing with a personal issue that for them is the most important thing going on. So I feel like if you just stop and you listen and you let them talk and you empathize with them and you ask them, what can we do to come up with a solution for you? You know, I know you're upset. I would be upset. I can't imagine you can't go to work today or, you know, pick up groceries or pick your kids up from school. Those are all huge things. What can I do to make this better for you right now? And, you know, of course, depending on what your company or your owner allows you to do, I think you should be open to actually listening to their ideas. You know, it could be something very simple. But unless you listen or engage with them with a purpose of finding out the true solution, you wouldn't know.
Right. Right. I guess the other thing too is that when you're dealing with a resident who's not happy about something, you know, one of the things that I know in some of the classes for instance, Houston Apartment Association gives to train managers, you know, it's all about body language. You know, when someone's sitting across from you, you know, not looking at your phone, you know, those types of things. Shannon, how do you train and talk with your managers about doing things with purpose when it comes to dealing with a resident?
First, I'd like to say I never have unhappy residents.
No. I know this is a comedy radio show.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the truth, though? It's like something we all have to deal with. And as unreasonable as it may seem and people can seem at times, it's the hard truth of our business. You have to stay cool, calm, and collected. You can't react to their emotions. You got to listen. You got two ears and one mouth for a reason. So listening, taking notes, being engaged. Just a couple small tips that I've learned through classes and through my leadership over the years. I was not always the best listener. That was something that it took me years to really develop. And at times I still have to keep that in perspective. There's people out there that, like Jana said, we try not to take it personally, but sometimes when certain language is used and you feel like you're under attack, you can't help but have a natural reaction, that fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And how does one keep that in check and keep your body language approachable and not, it's hard. Mm. So we do take classes. We keep, you know, we work with people on, this is what I would say. I heard what you said to this resident. Maybe next time this should be our approach. And most importantly, tell them the why behind it. I think the why is very important. Right. If you understand why this was interpreted this way or how it could have just been one word, could have changed this entire conversation, I think then they really truly have a better understanding. Yeah.
I think too, when we hear them, they call us, you know, to resolve an issue because the person, you know, now wants, they've escalated it, now they want to talk to the supervisor. And I realize that by the time the resident gets to us, they're probably diffused a little or they act a little bit different. But I also think that that's double-sided. I think that when they walk into the office, the on-site staff is used to dealing with this person who maybe isn't always so reasonable. For us, the emotion is already resolved or removed. Mm. So I think, too, that's why we say, well, I didn't really get that reaction, or I would be upset, too, if that happened. And then you said this. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that's going to make them more upset. Like, just try listening to them before you give a flippant response. You know, not everything has the same response. I think that's one thing that Landmark is really great at, is everybody has a story. You should listen and you should give respect to that. You know, life happens to everyone. It's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you, and it will happen to everybody out there. And hopefully, my hope would be that I would encounter somebody that would give me grace like we do to our employees, our residents, and, you know, sometimes even our bosses.
So, Brittany, when the manager's at a conference and the assistant manager's at lunch and you've got one of your leasing staff in there and someone comes in, what do you tell them?
Well, me personally, I know when I had started leasing, and I got into this industry kind of late in the game, 25, and I am not one for confrontation when it comes to residents or anything like that. I'm just like, happy little Brittany. So it was something that I definitely had learned through the years. And some of it was kind of common sense. You know, I'm not going to be angry back at them or say anything negative back. But as a leasing person on the weekends, if the manager's not there, you're it, you're the person. And, you know, it's kind of up to us to make sure that we are addressing it appropriately. So I always like to stand up. I don't like to sit down on my desk and let them, you know, stare down at me, staring down at me and yelling at me. So I'll just stand up and listen to them and, you know, kind of empathize with them depending on the situation and let them know, like, we are here for you. You know, I'm going to try to figure out a way how I can help you. And I did learn that from Jana, like, what can we do to help you resolve this issue? If it's out of my playing field, then, you know, as far as leasing, then, you know, that's the benefits of being a leasing person. On my hand, you know, let my manager, you know, kind of help me out with that. But, you know, it is really just having that eye contact, you know, with that person that you're talking to. And, you know, there's been times where people will come in upset, but they'll end up leaving happy. And it's just that energy again that, you know, maybe it's a personality thing. I don't know. But or just listening to them. And that ends up changing.
I think, too, everybody underestimates the words, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize is totally different than I'm sorry. And you can be sorry that something happened and it not be your fault. Just because you say I'm sorry doesn't mean you're saying that I contributed to this or it's my fault that this happened. You're simply just saying I'm sorry that this happened. Let me try and fix it for you. And I do think that goes a long way and it makes people feel like you care. And I think that's important. Me personally, I always feel better when I am trying to come to a resolution to fix something, and it makes me feel good knowing, okay, well, I fixed that versus, oh, well, that's not my problem. You know, I mean, in the lease, it says this, you know, it to me, it's much more fulfilling for me to go a step above and fix it for that person.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, one of the things that most people in the industry realize is you're dealing with someone's home. Mm-hmm. And the way they live, and you know, normally leasing offices are opening at 9 and they're closed by 5:30 or whatever. A lot of people don't have an opportunity to come into the office because they're at work. So I guess on Saturdays, mm-hmm. if the office is open and there's a leasing person there, as you were mentioning, Brittany, that you know, sometimes they can bear the brunt of it that can be tough. I want to close out our segment. We've got a few minutes left, but I always like to ask our guests, and I'll preface this by saying I've asked this question over the years I've been in this industry to hundreds and hundreds of people because I'm always curious how somebody got in the industry. And I think right now it stands at I found two people when I asked the question, how'd you get in the industry, that have told me they started in management and went to leasing. Everybody else starts in leasing and goes to management. So, Brittany, we've learned a little bit about how you got into the industry. Tell us about that experience.
Well, I was looking for an apartment, and I went to Landmark, and they took me into this beautiful apartment, huge, and I was moving out of a rental house, and we didn't talk about pricing, nothing, and I loved it. How much was it? They told me the amount. It was above my budget, but I didn't even care. I'm like, I want this apartment. So I got it. And thank God for that, because that led me into getting a part-time position with Landmark. Prior to that, I had a lot of sales experience, high-end retail sales experience, and got in part-time, went in. I was able to do full-time, did a lease up, and, you know, just like any human, we want more out of life, and I have no interest in being an assistant, no offense to everyone out there, just numbers, all that stuff, not my jam, and, but I love everything about leasing and working with people, so now here I am, and I just love it. I love my company, people I work with, it's good stuff.
Okay. Shannon, do you want to tell us a little bit?
Yeah. I was actually selling real estate for Coldwell Banker United. And although I loved real estate sales, I quickly learned that it did not come with a steady paycheck. So a colleague of mine, her daughter was in the business and said that they had an opening and that she thought I'd be successful. So I took a leasing position. I loved it, was promoted shortly thereafter as an assistant, and here I am.
Yeah. So, Jana, tell us a little bit about how you got in the business, but also if anybody wants to contact you or Landmark, how can they do that?
Well, I got into the business kind of like everybody else. I was recruited to be a leasing person and just kind of made my way up and have been with Landmark now for 14 and a half years. And it has been great. It's like a marriage. So, you know, but it's wonderful. I love everybody that I work with and that I work for. And we are always, always looking for extremely great salespeople, people that have a heart for service, for customer service, and for wanting to, you know, obviously deal with people in their homes. They can reach out to us either at our office, which is 713-855-3814, and talk to Mandy, or they can email their resume to assistant, all spelled out, at lmhomes.net.
That's great. Well, before we close out, I do want to give full disclosure to our listeners and let them know that I met Jana and Shannon, I don't know how many years ago it was now, five years ago when we partnered with the company I was with at the time to enter the HAA Chili Fest. And it was the only time in the over 25-year history of the Chili Fest that the same booth won the best chili as well as the best booth. So it was a fun time.
Yeah, we did like a whole...
You looked really great in that tutu, by the way.
Yeah.
It was a Honey Boo Boo theme.
Yes, it was. It was that marshmallow shooter gun.
That's right.
I think that kind of did us over. And Lisa, who was signing autographs.
Yeah.
That was my idea. What are you talking about?
It was a lot of fun. And it was a lot of fun today having you guys on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to be back every Friday right here at 10 a.m. on 1110 a.m. KTEK. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.